It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo, your PEDcast host here. Welcome to the next installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics. Your free pediatric education continues right here at www.docsmo.com. I had an interesting discussion with a family the other day about their 5-year-old son who has been chronically constipated. They were concerned about having to give him laxatives almost daily for his chronic constipation. And I agreed with them. They should be concerned about this. The laxative they were giving him has never been tested in children and was intended for short-term use in adults only. After talking about his diet, I discovered that their son loves milk and he drinks about 30 ounces a day. I was pretty sure that his large milk intake was causing his constipation, and that eliminating much of his dairy would solve his need for laxatives. They couldn't see the association of lots of dairy intake and constipation, so I thought, since this conversation was useful for these parents, maybe my audience would like to hear about the connection between milk and constipation. So that's what we're going to do today. I started our constipation conversation by posing this question. How do cheesemakers make cheese? Well, you can imagine I got a rather blank look from these parents because of that question, but I knew understanding the cheese-making process would give them a good understanding of why their child was so constipated. So here is the process. First, you start with warmed milk, about body temperature, and blend in some bacteria, lots of bacteria, and some mold. You mix it well and put that mixture in a warm, dark place, and you give it some time to grow. Next, you add some enzymes that are found in the intestines of cows, interestingly enough, and cheese starts to form. The longer the fermentation process goes on, the longer the bacteria and mold have a chance to work on that milk, the harder the cheese that is going to be the final product. Well, I think you can see where I was going with this conversation. The conditions in their son's intestines are exactly the same conditions that are needed to ferment milk into cheese, a substance that is thick and hard and very difficult to push through a child's intestines. For many kids, lots of milk means constipation. This family was having to give their son a daily laxative that chemically bound to water to make his poop wetter and softer, just to allow him to push his poop through his intestines. That is horrible. Lots of kids have problems with chronic constipation, and I think a lot of them simply can't digest and eliminate cow's milk. Milk is not the perfect nutrient for a lot of children, pure and simple. Additionally, since he was not drinking water, his stool was becoming very hard, and his intestines were absorbing what little water was left in his poop. His poop was becoming dry and hard. Add a diet high in fat and low in fiber that so many American kids eat, and a sedentary lifestyle, and a lack of access to the bathroom for long periods of time, and you can see why so many children have trouble with chronic constipation. So here's what I suggested that they do. Number one, stop most of his milk intake and give him soy milk or almond milk instead. Two, increase his water intake to as much as he would drink. Three, make sure the bathroom is available and easy for him to use even at school. And four, and finally, try and increase his level of physical activity if that is possible. I haven't spoken with him since our conversation, but I'm pretty sure, based on my previous experience with other families, that he will not be taking laxatives the next time I see him. Understanding how milk turns into cheese in a child's intestines and how that can cause constipation is fundamental to understanding a lot of the digestive problems that kids have. Well, I hope that that talk was useful. Thanks for joining me as always. My blog is growing and becoming very popular, and for that, I am very appreciative to you, my audience. Please pass the DocSmo word on to your friends and subscribe. Take a few minutes and get notified when new content goes out. I'll send you an email blast with the latest content. And if you're a podcaster, go on iTunes and subscribe there. You'll automatically get the newest content on your iPhone. As always, I love to hear from you, so keep your comments coming. And if you are a big DocSmo junkie, get ready for my book that should be available for purchase March 1st, 2015. That's only a few weeks. I think you're going to love it. This is DocSmo, hoping you now have the scoop if your child has trouble with poop. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor, Benjamin Smolin, and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music, Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.